Hello, everybody. We will now take a temporary break from learning the Sefer Sha'arim B'Tefillah, which we, Baruch Hashem, have been learning till now and gained a lot. I'll speak for myself, gained a lot in understanding Tefillah, in being Nis'ayir in Tefillah, being Nischazik, strengthening our davening, understanding the individual portions of Tefillah, what they do, what we're trying to do, and how we're trying to do it. And we've learned about two-thirds of the Sefer, and we've covered seven of the different forms of Tefillah, and they are Bitzur, Sha'ava, Na'aka, Tze'aka, Pigia, Rina, and Kriya. That's what we've learned up till now. We just finished Kriya, Baruch Hashem. So now I'd like to switch over to learning the Sefer Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem was written by the Ramchal, the author of Mesilas Yesharim. And the purpose of the Derech Hashem, according to his own testimony, is a short work, double quotes on short work to organize and list the basics of Amunah and Avedas Hashem. And once someone knows the Klalim, the rules, according to him, they can extrapolate all the applications on their own. Now, of course, when the Ramchal says he writes a short work, it's deceptive. The Sefer Derech Hashem has four sections, 27 chapters. It's hardly a short sefer, and four or five people have written commentary to Derech Hashem as well. It's a classic. It's on par with the Mesilas Yesharim, Chayvus Halavos, Arches Tzaddikim. It's a classic Musar sefer. It clarifies the concepts of Amunah that every Jew is required to know. He works through the foundations of our belief, defining our understanding of Hashem, of Hashgacha, what Nevuah means, and what role it played, and what our ultimate job in life is, what Olam Haba is. Derech Hashem lays out a path in Avodas Hashem, from mitzvahs to davening to learning Torah. Derech Hashem is a Musar Sefer which works through the same concepts we were working on when we were learning the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. Whereas Derech Hashem is more of an intellectual Sefer, helping us understand these concepts, and Bilvavi Mishkan Evna was an action-oriented Sefer, giving us tools and techniques to acquire Midas of Amunah, Bitachon, and Yiras Hashem. So this is more of the background behind all that. So I'm excited to begin learning Derech Hashem. It also clarifies concepts that he wrote, refers to in Mesilas Yesharim, and many other core ideas, all things that we need to understand. It's written succinctly, as the Ramchal style, with a few short sentences he can encapsulate huge topics. So we'll try to develop the more difficult points with the help of various Svarim and his own Svarim written on these topics. And once again, I'll just learn from the Sefer without quoting, and we'll, so to speak, talk in his voice. The Derech Hashem introduces his Sefer with a comparison, a mashal. He writes, "What's the difference between a botanical garden and a wild-growing forest? In a botanical garden, every type of flower is planted in its own area and landscaped according to color and size. The trees line the garden, they provide shade, decoration, and each is in its proper place. The overall effect is that everything has a purpose, everything fits together, it works together, and is in harmony. And that allows you to appreciate each thing individually and also together as a whole. It enables you to see the point. In a wild-growing forest, everything is haphazard and random. It can be very nice and peaceful and pretty, but you can't make out individual trees and species due to the confusion of types." And this is the difference between approaching Avodas Hashem with the understanding of each individual facet of service of Hashem, or just doing things as they come your way. If we understand the place and purpose of each midah and each concept in Avodas Hashem, what Amunah means, what purpose it serves, what is Hashgacha, where is Bitachon necessary, what does Hashem want from us in His world, we can appreciate our purpose in life and the meaning of every aspect of Avodah. Whereas if we don't examine and learn them individually and try to understand where they fit into the larger picture, we'll be wandering confused through a large forest, and this will prevent us from truly reaching our goal and realizing our desire to become close to Hashem. That's what the Ramchal writes that he will try to accomplish in this Sefer, to lay out a plan for Avodas Hashem, all its facets, and demonstrate how they work together.